feel comfortable.
I would.
Is that right?
Yeah, we had it originally, and then we took it out, and now I think we're putting it back in.
Oh, you are, okay.
We're evolving.
I didn't hear that.
They're moving out of the stone age.
Bob has a wood fireplace, so we're putting it back in.
Next will be on the brass.
Well, the reason that I was, you know, not necessarily, you know, because some people have, and it almost seems like the way we're putting that is that nobody has yet, and but they would feel comfortable doing it or whatever. I mean, on the other ones, we say things like, I feel that I can go to the executive director with a problem. So.
I see you.
So, you know, we're kind of assuming that, you know, I feel like I could do that, but I would feel comfortable doing this other thing, which I really am not ever going to do, or I haven't ever done, or whatever. I mean, I don't.
Well, feel is kind of a comparable to would. I mean, feel is, you know, not a, they just, if they needed to, they would feel comfortable. I mean, but they don't necessarily, you know, if you left out feel, then it'd be the same issue as taking out would. I mean, it's not a huge point, but I just think wood should be there. And I'm going to scream and throw a tantrum.
You are? Well, then why don't we have it in the other ones?
Okay.
Well, there's a difference. I feel is, you know, feel is like wood. I mean, it's they haven't necessarily done it.
But it's in the other one,
no.
Too. The feel's in both of them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, our whole assumption up to this point is that we're asking people what they feel like they could do or will do,
well, then
and
you
whatever.
Would feel comfortable.
And so, I mean, but they can rate it however they want to. But what I'm saying is, up until then, I feel that I can do this. I feel that I can, you know, like go to my supervisor. I feel I can go to the director. So why not? I feel I can go to the board of commissioners. Why can't they be parallel?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be another way of changing it. I feel like
this is a survey for staff,
I don't think
right?
So.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If they have a problem, they can come to the board.
Mm-hmm. But we're being proactive in all the other ones. I like working here. I understand the objectives. I think that it's running efficiently. There's a system here for something. If I have a problem, I feel I can do this. I just don't, it doesn't make sense to me to change the parallel.
Well, I like that. I feel I could communicate with the commission board.
All right.
Would you read it again? Problem isn't in there, right? It's communicate with the board, right?
Madam Chairman,
right,
isn't that kind of a contradiction? Because when they've come to us in the past, we say we don't get involved in employee matters.
That's why I was asking the question about the problem being in there. So it just says to communicate, which is, in my mind, a totally different thing than a problem.
Yeah.
Well, but then once they've communicated, we've communicated back and say, no, that's not an issue we deal with.
Well, this,
or we can say, yeah, we are going to do that or whatever. You know?
I mean, we get involved with a lot of things, but we're not going to, you know, judge.
If they have some good positive ideas, I hope they would take them to Pearl.
Well, could I hear the statement again? I must be getting lost here someplace.
Okay. Right now.
Without the wood in it.
Okay. Then
no
it would
fireplace.
I feel I can communicate with the NCBVI Board of Commissioners.
Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
I like that.
I feel comfortable communicating with.
I just didn't want the word problem.
I feel comfortable communicating with the NCBVI Board.
Well, then they'll come back to you. Well, I've never communicated with them, so I don't know how I'd feel.
Well, but on some of these other ones, if they haven't done it, and we've had people who have said, I have never had to do that, or I haven't needed to, or that hasn't come up with me yet, or.
That kind of comment is.
Well, I like this. I feel I could communicate with the.
Yeah, that's
cool.
It sounds
about
fine.
About what? Just
chit-chatting
at a meeting?
Anything. If they feel like they can approach us and discuss whatever it is they need to discuss.
Yeah.
Then it's up to us to say.
Because the others have been real open-ended, too. That was the whole idea of the survey, was to leave it open-ended enough that people can comment, people can, you know, just rate it or whatever.
So I feel I could communicate with the NCB Valley Commission.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
That sounds good to me.
That's what we want, right?
Right.
Right now, what I have is I feel comfortable communicating with the NCBVI Board of Commissioners. Is that...
I don't think we need comfortable, I just think I feel I could.
Okay.
See, I think it's a contradiction in our pattern behavior.
Feeling and thinking, I shouldn't be an English major. I mean, either you, feeling is you feel comfortable, or you feel cold, or you feel one, whatever, whatever. If you are going to do something, you either think you can or you think you can't, but you don't, that isn't a feeling, that's a thought.
Okay, now what purpose is this for us?
Well, I mean, comfortable is fine too, I mean, I feel comfortable...
I feel bad communicating.
I feel bad having this discussion.
Well, yeah, group writing is always a difficult thing.
Always a fun thing to do.
To me, this particular one gets at, is this a board that is...
Reachable.
That is accessible to the consumers and the staff? And, or is it some big, high, mucky-muck group that has, you know, you have to really gear up your courage to speak to this group about anything, you know? To me, that's the essence.
Yes, it is.
Is this as an accessible board?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it says to me also. And that's what we want to know.
And so I guess I would even say the word feel is appropriate, because...
I think it is, too.
You could think that you could be, you know, you could communicate with some entity that's big and high-powered and intimidating. You know that legally, yes, you can, but do you feel like you really can talk to them? No. So I think back to the basic, I feel I can...
I feel comfortable.
I think that works just fine.
Or would you communicate with the board if needed?
That's kind of a different question.
Yeah. Yeah, and my comments on feeling and thinking were just to clarify why I think feeling is what we want on this question, or on this comment, because what we're looking for is whether people find us accessible.
How about just the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is accessible?
That's a good way of saying it, too.
How does the question, I can't remember the form of all the questions, how does the question before that read? Or even the one after it, I mean, they're all the same kind of format.
Yeah, a lot of them are. The one right before it is, I feel, there was this kind of language before, but I'm trying to clear it up this time. I feel that I can go to the executive director with a problem.
So in keeping with that, I feel I could communicate with the NCBVI Board of Commissioners?
If I have a problem, I can go to my supervisor for help, is the one right before that. There's a system at NCBVI for me to make suggestions, is the one before that. So
well, then that would fit with the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is accessible. I think either one of those would work. And I think they're going to be, the essence is the same. So
how do we want to, we could do that.
So just put the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is accessible.
I don't know if I need, you know, it goes back to what Pearl says as well. You know, people know that, you know, there's a mechanism, but again, knowing that there's a process and feeling comfortable about it is two different things. You know, so do people feel comfortable going to the commission, Board of Commissioners?
We could put both. I mean, we don't have an actual, I mean, there could be two comments on the board. I mean,
right, I feel that NCBVI Board of Commissioners is accessible.
But all of them are trained in the I feel.
Okay, so right now we have, I feel comfortable communicating with the NCBVI Board of Commissioners. We have the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is accessible to me. Do we want to put that together?
I don't like either one of those.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, the point is, you know, the, if we don't confuse them, I mean, I don't think it has to be worded so beautifully that they click their heels together when they see it.
Well, we already have the feel and think confusion. I mean, it's a common confusion in our language, and so if we're going to, I mean, we can keep doing that.
Well, but some words have just reached, maybe they're precise in the old dictionary definition, but they've just reached a point where they mean something maybe they once didn't, but they're now, it's like the word virtual. I mean, virtual.
Exactly.
Is totally different than its original. But,
yeah.
But beyond, okay, so I'll also accept anything now, so anything you say, I'm going to accept.
No, don't do that.
I'm ready to move on, so what?
Yeah, we're laboring, this is a little bit too much.
So what's our last best guess at this?
I like the word accessible.
So the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is accessible to me, that? Or
how about I believe?
I believe.
I believe the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is accessible.
Okay, I don't know if I like the to me on there.
Okay.
Yeah, just end it accessible.
Okay. I believe.
Or virtually accessible.
That's right.
I believe that the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is accessible. Period?
Period.
Very.
That's, I'm happy with that.
Sounds good.
So.
No, Bob, that's
I'm gonna, I'm gonna click my heels. This is poetry.
And you have no word for his wife.
Music to my ears.
Oh, good.
Why don't I believe you?
I got to write one down.
Okay. So are we with, I believe, that the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is accessible?
That's right.
Yeah, beautiful. Beyond good, it's beautiful. That's awesome. Matter of fact, that maybe we should put that one first. That is now the best one.
Oh, sure.
It shouldn't be 8, it's 2. It's just hidden down there at 8.
I'm with Bob right now. Anything you want to put is fine.
Nah.
Drop the accessible.
All right.
Wore us down.
Okay. That's what we'll do. Does anything else want to be revised? Do I dare ask that question?
That's our credo.
I don't think so. I mean, I think the other ones seem to solicit, there's, you know, responses and.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, can I ask, when do the surveys go out? I suppose I
probably next
know
week.
Yeah, we really need to get it out next week so that we can.
So before you appoint me to accumulate those, you want me to volunteer?
Yes.
Okay, I will volunteer.
Thank you. Okay, so when do we want to send it out? When do we want the deadline to be?
I can send it out Monday, or first part of next week, and give them 2 weeks. And
so 2 weeks, what would that be?
So that, well, Memorial Day is in there.
Why don't we give them to, let's see, when do we need to, when do we need to assess?
We need to set a date to do our conference thing to.
Okay.
Well, why don't we, what's the second, I don't know, the calendar, what's a week from Friday's date?
The 3rd of June.
So we make it do the 10th, and then we have our board meeting or get together that Monday? Is that quick enough to get them compiled?
Which would be what,
you're really putting the pressure on me there.
That should take care of it.
Okay, it'll work.
So what we're saying?
Well, we don't even give them to Friday, give them to Wednesday, the 8th, that gives them.
So have people respond by June 8th?
And then we'll get together on that Monday.
13th again.
June 13th, does that work for everybody?
It does with me.
Yeah, it does for me.
It'll work.
Is that doable for setting it up, Pearl?
A conference call?
Yeah.
Sure, should be. What time do you want?
7.
7.
7 p.m.?
7 sounds good.
All right.
Monday, June 13th at 7. Okay.
to be sure that they will, oh, yeah. Yep. Okay. All right, so we will do that at 7:00 on June 13th by conference call, and you know, I'll get the thing sent out. We, let's see, that was the staff survey, which we have done. We have now set the meeting for the executive director's evaluation. We talked about the order of attachments on the minutes, that they would be in the order, that they're on the agenda. List of staff participation in community boards, councils, and committees. Did anybody have any comments on that? We did receive a list.
I just have a comment. I did not include on the list things that people did personally. I tried to get the things that were really, you know, they were kind of doing in their position on the commission. Some people had included other, I mean, a lot of our staff are very active in things, but I didn't know that that was what you wanted.
Well, I was somewhat confused because in a couple of cases, there were things that looked like consumer involvement things, and then in some other cases, I know there are people who have similar kinds of things that they're doing that weren't on there.
You're right.
So I wasn't sure where the line was.
That's right. So I left on a couple of things that I probably shouldn't, but I'm not sure what all you wanted either. I'm aware of one that I left on that was more personal.
Pearl, when you say a lot of the staff are very involved, do you mean in consumer?
Sure, consumer organizations, churches, just community volunteer work. Okay. That's where I started to not know what to include. I think the one I left on was a vice president of the Deafblind Division of the NFB, but of course, you know, other people are active. So I think that's the only one I left on that was more personal. And I don't know that we got everybody's across the whole state, but we tried to get mainly, yeah, we probably did get from all the supervisors and different people what they were doing.
Well, it is, you know, there is a lot of activity represented.
Right.
So one of the things that I was hoping that wasn't going to have people think was that those kinds of things are more important than consumer involvement kinds of things, or that consumer involvement is not related to what they do, or that that we're not interested in that kind of activity. Because frankly, if people on the staff of an agency for the blind are not involved as consumers or with consumers, then there's a real problem that can happen. And I know that there are a lot of places where people are not encouraged to what they call fraternize with consumers or that kind of thing, or to be a part of consumer organizations. And I don't think that we as a board want to, you know, solicit information that causes people to think, well, you know, they care about the fact that I might be on some kind of board having to do with something that is marginally related, but they're not interested in the fact that I don't just do this as part of my job, but I live this life and I do the kinds of things that people need to do as a consumer, or if I'm not a consumer myself, I associate with consumers beyond just what I'm absolutely required to do on the job. You know, I wouldn't want our asking for that kind of a list to generate that kind of feeling, because certainly that's not where I'm coming from. I think that the best thing that staff people can do who are working with blind folks as an agency for the blind is to be involved in, and not separate from,
consumer activities. Yeah, I, so I hope that by talking about this or dealing with it or whatever, you know, we were wanting to find out some of the kinds of things that the people are doing that certainly are community related, but I wouldn't want us to, wouldn't want anybody to think that we consider that kind of thing more important than personal consumer involvement.
I would just say that I think, although some states, you're right, do, you know, have those different perspectives, I don't think anybody on our staff would think that either the agency itself or the board isn't interested and doesn't value involvement with consumer organizations and activities. I think there's no need to, that definitely putting together a list of what they do for the commission, I don't think at all would have given that impression.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I sure wouldn't want that to be the case.
That's very remote.
See, I would like to see our staff involved in other ways in the community other than blindness fields, you know, like serving on boards in their church or some kind of like shelter for the homeless or.
And I'm certain that most of our staff are and do have, you know, a very wide range of involvement.
I'm sure they do, but that's what I would want to know more than it, than consumer organizations. You know, 99% of them already do.
Well, that gets into privacy.
Yeah, it does. I don't know that that's.
Yeah.
It's nice to encourage involvement and activity and all that sort of thing, but whether it's, you know, my business or the board's business, I don't think so.
Their secretary of their coven.
Well, see, I know the agency I work with, they encourage you to, they don't demand it or anything, but they definitely look at that when they do your annual evaluation and pay raise, because they want you out in the community, visible and as a representative of your agency. So,
well, one of the things with the state labor contract, if you don't mind my jumping in, is that it is real, very clear about 40-hour weeks. And for most of our staff are covered by the labor contract, and we can...
No, Pearl, you're misunderstanding me. No, it's not part of your job.
Right.
It's a, you know, volunteer, you can do it if you want to, but they look at that.
I don't think it should be looked at, and I wouldn't want it disclosed.
The state employment, and it's not my opinion, it's the state labor contract would not allow us to even look at, if we're talking about stat evaluation, performance evaluation, we can't bring in what do you do on Saturdays at 2. So, you know, the concept of involvement is there, you know, we certainly encourage that. That's as far as it could go.
Well, then, I guess we're not union either, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
The state, Mary Sue came up, and she asked them if she could take yesterday off without pay because she wanted to go up to the help process kids for the Special Olympics. They said, no, that's a community activity. We could promote that. You get the day, you don't have to take vacation. We'll just give it to you. So, I guess it all depends on the agency. Regardless of what.
Now see, like if I had to come to a meeting during the week, if I asked my supervisor, in the past they have given me time off to come to commission meetings during the week. And they say, oh, that's a part of your job.
Yeah, when I was with the Attorney General's office, I was on silk, I'm still on silk, but I had to take the whole day. They said, no problem when you're on that, that's community. Community mm-hmm. activity here, we encourage that, so mm-hmm. I got those days off also.
And I think we do use flexibility with things that, you know, are related to community involvement, that I don't know that we have any particular test on how it connects to your job, but part of what all our staff do is public education and involvement, and so I think we have flexibility that way. I don't know if we give whole days to a particular thing, but...
My son works for a stockbroker in Minneapolis. They give the employees a day off to go do volunteer work. And my son likes to work in this homeless shelter.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that's probably different because of it being a different kind of entity. Unless there's something else we want to do on this particular issue, I think we should probably move to the next item, which is the list of NCBVI board operational motions. Have you had a chance to get those together yet, Bob, or?
That we've done in the past? No, I haven't. I was trying to, how was I going to compile them?
I think you were going to go through the minutes and find the motions that we would want to include in our, so that we can discuss which ones we want to include in the packet that we've talked about preparing for new.
Okay, I had totally forgotten that, so I will have that ready for next time.
Okay. Yeah, I'll read the tapes and you can do the motions and...
And I'll do the compiling.
And Nancy will compile the survey and Bill will talk to friends and all that.
Yeah.
Can find something for Dorothy.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, and then we also have on here the list of types of materials that we would like to receive from the executive director. Did anybody want to comment on that? That grew out of, you know, some email kinds of things and stuff too. And at our last meeting, that was brought up.
Basically satisfied with what we've been getting. I can't think of anything that I would want that I haven't gotten.
Yeah, I think that if we get the reporting that, well, and that wouldn't necessarily come directly from Pearl, but the reporting on the jobs and, you know, the, you know, kind of salaries people get and that kind of thing that we talked about this morning, and then just to continue to get what we have been and you know, things that happened with the budget, you know, like February update and after the staff meeting update and those kinds of things. I really appreciate that kind of ongoing.
I like to see how many people got these jobs at $17 and $20 an hour. You know, exactly.
This is Val. My understanding from the last meeting was that, yes, Pearl has been, you know, very good at sending just about everything to the board. I thought your list was to have for, in case it's not Pearl, or just things that in general, if you're making your packet up, that you are going to require or want sent. Wasn't that your interpretation from the last time?
I have to say I wasn't clear on what they wanted.
Well, the discussion, I think what you're saying is accurate, Val, that we had talked about if we wanted to streamline anything when it came to getting the packet happening and making sure that certain kinds of things continued to come, regardless of who the executive director was, that's why I didn't put Pearl specifically on the agenda. I put executive director because that was that was what people were going to be thinking about between the last meeting and now. And you know, and I think that what we are saying so far then is that the kinds of things like the budget and updates on things like rule, which hopefully will be not having to happen over and over, but well, but as we revisit chapter 3, I mean, we'll need to be going to that, but also the kinds of things that come nationally, like through the those IM things and the the legislative updates and things like that. I think those are things that we would certainly want to continue to have whoever the executive director is keep us informed on. Yeah. Is that what you guys brought it up for? I didn't bring this topic up either, so.
I guess I didn't remember that it, but it is, you know, a good, you know, to have a precedent as to what we expect, but I guess, I don't know precisely how to say how what we expect now. I mean, we just have developed a flow of information that's, but to, I mean, I guess, Pearl, what and your what stuff don't you send us? Is there like a list in your head that you, is there, that's probably the stuff we want. Yeah, that's all the secret agenda.
Secret thing.
That's her private list. Yeah.
But I mean, is there a checklist in your head that you don't send us or do send us?
Not exactly. I think I have gotten to where almost everything that goes to all staff goes to you as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if it's just a real functional kind of thing, which I can't think of, but get your reports into your let your supervisor know what class you want to take, I might send that out to all staff and not copy you on it. So I don't know. I mean, I try to send you any communication I get from Rehab Services Administration, or I guess I get some some memos that are from state government that are to all agencies, boards, and commissions. And if it's about a training session that's going to be on the NIST thing, I probably wouldn't send that to you. If it's about the governor's policy on weather, you know, handling emergencies, I think I send that kind of thing. So I try to not flood you with everything that comes into my now two boxes, which is a pain, but the things that I think that you either would need to know or want to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, reports that you get from, you know, from your underlings to you, I mean, are those routinely not, or are some, or?
They pretty much go to all of you as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that seems,
yeah.
I think, you know, the flow is fine. I mean, maybe just, you know, it's more for your credit, you know, and hope your successor, and that hopefully won't be for a long time. That I'll be off the board then.
Should I be nervous that you're talking about the future?
Well, I was going to say, hopefully I'll be off the board at that time, and then they can, but if you have any thoughts as to, you know, because I think what you send now is perfect. I mean, mm-hmm. If there's a list that you don't send versus what you do, I mean, if you could, you know, put that in writing for the next person.
I can sure give it some thought. It's
I think maybe we might have been approaching this from a little obtuse direction, because since we don't know what we're not getting, it's kind of hard to say, okay, well, yeah, we want that thing that we're not getting or whatever. And so what would make more sense would be if you were to have, you know, kind of if you're thinking about, okay, in this position, something that would be useful to me would be to have this list of what's appropriate to send or not as executive director.
Okay.
Or would that have been useful to you? Or do you think that's something that is just another piece of paper that's just going to sit there somewhere?
I think for some new administrators, that probably would be very useful. there are differences in how boards operate. And so having a list of kind of what you like to get and don't need to see is not a bad idea. I'll try to give it some thought. One thing I can think of that we haven't sent you a lot of details is it's kind of come up from a couple comments from the board today already about, you know, exactly what jobs are people getting, how much money are they making. I think that has more to do with the nature of how our VR data is compiled, and it's also data entry type of approach, you know, that I don't get reports about these people got jobs this month and here's their pay and things like that. So it's not that I get things that I don't send on to you, but rather, and it's not that that isn't compiled, but it's just compiled in such a different way, which is not our choice, it's what Rehab Services Administration requires. That's not to say we couldn't, and I think what we kind of heard today is that Carlos is going to begin to kind of track things and begin sending us all kind of, and actually I'd like for him to send to me as the kind of a regular report of the kinds of jobs people are getting and the money that they're making and that sort of thing. And then I'll forward that to you. But so that would be an example. It's not that it's secret that we haven't brought that up each time, but honestly, every time that I'm trying to think of even beyond the specified list in the old and new business, to think of what all I should talk about in the 10 or even 20 minutes that I have, there's a lot of elimination that goes on to figure out what to really highlight in the public meeting.
Well, and one of the things I want us to be careful about is that we don't set precedents for having people do more than they really need to do. You know, if there's stuff that it's necessary for us to have in order for us to really know what's going on, I think that's a good idea. If there's stuff that we're just interested in or would just like to know, and I think each of us has to consider that, and as we come, you know, if we come closer to doing the packet for new commissioners, we need to be careful about that ourselves too, because every time we ask for something to be reported to us, if it's not already being done that way so that people can just include us in on some kind of already existing document, what we're saying is we want somebody to be doing something else.
That's right.
And I think we really need to be careful about that. You know, I hear willingness on the part of Carlos to do that and Pearl to have Carlos do that, but we really need to figure out if that's something that is going to make us do our job more effectively or if it's just something we're interested in. Because if it's going to cause a different kind of report to be generated, things are already tight enough. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
That's a very good point, thank you, Barbara. And I try not to have people give reports or, you know, do things that they send to me just for the heck of it, so I'll see if they're busy, because I know, you know, there's a lot going on.
So is that something, I mean, now that we're talking about this issue, is that something that will make our job more what it is supposed to be, or is that something that we're just interested in?
I just question the, you know, where are those kind of jobs are. Mm-hmm. I don't know if
Dorothy's going to apply for one.
That's right. I'll drop my salary down so I can go do one of those jobs.
This is Pearl.
Yes.
Nobody has said that lots and lots of clients get a $17 an hour job, mm-hmm. but if it weren't true, it wouldn't have been said.
That's right. And you know, to me, I don't need that kind of thing to, you know, to in effect check it out or whatever. I mean, you know,
an average is really good enough, but I mean, I don't, you know, that's just for me, but if somebody wants more, that's fine.
What made me wonder about that, I've heard that for so long, and then I talked to a recent graduate at orientation, and they wanted her to go way out into the sticks someplace. She knows nobody out there, but somebody in the sticks for $5.25 an hour. And, mm-hmm. You know, that's, and say that, well, you've done that kind of work before, I think you should go out and do it again. Well, if she isn't improving herself or herself, then, you know, that's something mm-hmm. to think about. You can say, well, there's a job. We offered you a job. You didn't want to take it. That's not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I've talked to staff lately about making sure we don't just lower the expectation and work part-time. If you need to work part-time because of, you know, whatever your personal situation, that's not to say never, but we should always make sure we're working with people to raise their expectations and work toward the best they can possibly be. What, you know, the one thing this makes me think about is perhaps the next focus topic would be good to look at specific jobs people have gotten, say, in the past few years, the kinds of money to make, would that be something that you would be interested, not for ongoing reports, but as a focus topic?
Yeah, focus topic, that would be perfect.
Or I can report on the Voc Rehab program, and that can be part of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
Sometimes you have to take a part-time job just to get your foot in the door.
Yes, that's right. So there are lots of good reasons to do that, but I just want to make sure we don't, it's kind of like the old, if blind rehab clients were routed into being a homemaker just because the counselors really did not believe that a blind person could work, which really is the truth in many states. So, anyway.
This is Nancy Floro. I think another comment about that is that there are people today that are working that maybe would never have worked before. Mm-hmm. You know, Carlos mm-hmm. asked us a few months ago to go through and this last year of who has been closed successfully, what their occupation was, how many hours a week they're working, and, you know, how much they're making per hour. And I have that for the Omaha district. And, you know, there are people with traumatic brain injuries that are, you know, it was a job, we carved that job for that person. It's a great employer, but, you know, he's not working 40 hours a week, you know, mm-hmm. 10 hours a week, and they're willing to expand that the longer they get to know him. And as Bill was saying, it's, you have to get your foot in the door somewhere for them to realize that this doesn't have to be such a big risk. Yeah. But I think that's where some of these part-time placements are. There are some people that with some secondary disabilities that maybe years ago wouldn't have ever considered work, and this is a big jump.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I think I didn't mean to imply that Carlos was lying about, you know, he said the average wage was. I mean, I just find that interesting, but also it would be a good focus topic. See what kind of jobs blind people are doing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so for the sake of clarity, fellow commissioners, what what do we want to have happen? I mean, you know, Carlos is probably going, okay, first you want to report all the time or whatever. Now we're talking focus topic, but not doing the reporting all the time. We need to give clear signals.
Thank you.
So, what?
Well, if it's no extra effort, then, you know, it could just be a column. Why not include it? If it's a whole new time-consuming process, then